be appropriately related to amateur radio are invited. Especially welcome are submissions related to this year's meeting theme of the Weather Connection, but abstracts on other topics that might be of interest to both amateur radio and professional science communities are invited. To submit an abstract, complete the form on the HAMSCI workshop page. Workshop registration will open by mid-January. Visit HAMSCI, that's one word, HAMSCI.org/HAMSCI2022. Planning continues for the 3Y0J de-expedition to Bouvet Island late in 2022. Two new team members have come aboard to replace three operators unable to make the trip. Ken Opsgar, LA7GIA, Rune Ea, LA7THA, and Erwin Marion, LB1QI, are sharing leadership duties. The 3Y0J team has also been busy selecting the gear they will need once they reach the sub-Antarctic island. That includes tents and custom masts rated for the severe Bouvet environment. The team is also procuring a Zodiac MilPro inflatable boat, which will enable the team to train for the critical beach landing while still in Norway. The de-expedition team said it's still $160,000 short of its funding goal. More info at www.3y0j.no. A new release of WSJT-X is available. The WSJT-X development group, Joe Taylor, K1JT, Steve Frank, K9AN, and new member Nico Palermo, IV3NWV, has announced the release of WSJT-X 2.5.3. The new release includes a feature of special interest to users participating in the January VHF contest. That's January 15th to the 17th. This new feature is an enhanced macro facility for text messages that's aimed at making it easier to ask another station to move to another band. This feature is described briefly in the updated WSJTX user guide. Installation packages for WSJTX 2.5.3 are available on the WSJTX website. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 31st, 2021. For details on these and other news stories, check out the ARRL homepage, www.arrl.org, or better yet, subscribe to the ARRL letter via your member website profile. It's free. Let us know if you hear ARRL Audio News with an email to audionews@arrl.org. This past week, we heard from Jim, WB5UDE, in Oklahoma City. Happy New Year. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME in Ellsworth, Maine. We'll see you next time, everybody.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey. the thunder. Digging in a bad way, losing your grip. Screaming at my face, baby, don't trip. Someone took a big L, don't know how that felt. Looking at you sideways, party on tilt.
Ooh, certain things you just can't refuse. She wanna ride me like a ghost, and I'm not trying to lose.
Hello, everybody. It's your host, Winter or Noah. I go by both on this show. Winter is my host name. Let's see how bad I messed up this introduction for my first time back. Everybody place their bets. Let's go. You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXE, and we're broadcasting to Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Hopefully I pronounced that good enough, but my pronunciation is terrible today. But skipping that aside, we are joined by my sound engineer, Shahi.
Hello. Hi.
And would you like to introduce yourself, co-host? I understand you've been absent for the show a bit.
Yeah, Nate.
Oh, was his microphone on? Yeah, look at that. Everybody's rusty, but that's okay. That's okay. There we go. There we go.
Say that again if you don't mind.
Co-host?
Nate.
Yeah, he goes by Nate on the show, and we're also joined by Phoebs. Phoebs? He might be a ghost right now.
He probably
could have died. If he died, then that would be very sad. I would cry, and we will host a funeral for him.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? We're going to play the news?
Yeah.
Okay, we will be right back. We'll let you know if Phoebs died or not. I'm kidding. But if he did, then we'll keep you updated. But first, we got to play
alive.
The news. Oh, my God, he's alive. Okay, right. We don't need to hold a funeral. Thank God. That would have costed, like, money or something. I'm poor.
We're going to get into the news and in the weather and then we get
There we go.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Gray. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Department of Health has reported two new COVID deaths within 24 hours, bringing the death toll to 115. The department said the two new COVID-related deaths occurred between late December 28th and early December 29th. Eight people have succumbed to the virus in December. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said, and I quote, "We had two, both women, both community members, one in her 70s, one in her 50s," end quote. He said they were both unvaccinated, but they were not related. Mab said, and I quote, "It's heartbreaking to see that it's unvaccinated people. It's difficult to see a senior die and think that this could have been avoided," end quote. He said the woman in her 50s had comorbidities. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as of December 29th, 71.2% of all Columbia County residents are fully vaccinated and 87.2% of all county residents over 65 are fully vaccinated. All but three of the 115 people in Columbia County who have died from COVID since the pandemic began were unvaccinated, Mab said. The County Department of Health reported 7,451 cases as of December 30th, with more than 15% of those cases identified in December. As of December 30th, the county reported 102 new cases and a total of 364 active cases. There are 22 people currently hospitalized, 6 in the ICU. Mab said the number of cases is expected to increase after the Christmas and New Year's holiday. He said, and I quote, "I think people need to think about how to keep themselves safe if they go out on New Year's. I'm not telling them not to go. Just try to make yourself as safe as you can," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that just after the town of Catskill board voted 3-1 to opt out of cannabis lounges on December 29th, the village of Catskill voted 2-2 to opt in. The tie vote, Peter Gross and Jeff Holliday voted to opt out, and Joseph Koslowski and Natasha Law voted to allow the lounges, meant the proposed law to block the lounges did not pass. Earlier in the month, the town of Catskill decided to allow retail sales. The village of Catskill has taken no action on cannabis retail sales and has no plans to before the year ends, so they will be legal there. The results of the two votes on December 29th mean that if anyone opens a cannabis consumption lounge, the equivalent of a bar, then the village of Catskill will not have to split the 3% tax revenue with the town of Catskill, according to Holliday. Cannabis use became legal in April in New York, and towns and villages have until December 31st to ban retail stores and or consumption lounges, or else they become legal. About 40 people attended the village's public hearing December 29th, and of the people who spoke, all but one favored allowing lounges. Many cited the need for tax revenue in a village with a poverty rate of 35.5%, nearly triple the state average. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jane Wester is reporting for the New York Law Journal. A Suffolk County jury, December 30th, found that a group of drug companies had created a public nuisance for their role in the opioid crisis, ruling in favor of the state of New York and Nassau and Suffolk counties. The amount of damages owed by the defendants has yet to be determined. The jury began deliberating on December 14th after more than 5 months of testimony. Suffolk County Supreme Court Justice Jerry Gargiulo said, and I quote, "It's somewhat of a miracle that we kept a jury here for 6 months," end quote. In a joint statement, attorneys for the plaintiffs described the verdict as a, and I quote, "massive victory," end quote. New York Attorney General Letitia James also praised the verdict and its significance for families and communities affected by the opioid crisis. James said, and I quote, "Teva Pharmaceuticals USA and others misled the American people about the true dangers of opioids, which is why in 2019 I made a promise that our team would hold them and the other manufacturers and distributors responsible for the opioid epidemic accountable for the suffering that they have caused," end quote. The cases originally named a list of major drug companies as defendants, including Purdue Pharma, AmerisourceBergen, and Johnson & Johnson. But the bankruptcies of Purdue and a handful of other defendants led to their removal from the case. Defendants Johnson & Johnson, McKinnison Corp., Cardinal Health Incorporated, AmerisourceBergen Drug Corp., Endo International, and Allergan Finance all settled as the case progressed. The bulk of the settlement money is set to go toward opioid treatment, prevention, and education programs. Read the full story in the New York Law Journal. Friday, December 31st is New Year's Eve, and is recognized as a federal holiday. The Daily Freeman and Columbia Green Media are reporting how various services and offices will be affected. For Amtrak, holiday schedules are available at Amtrak.com. Banks will be closed, Greene County offices closed, Catskill Town and Village offices are closed, as is Coxsackie Town and Village offices, federal offices are closed, financial markets are open. Mail delivery will occur on Friday, none on Saturday. Metro North will be on a regular schedule. Schools will be closed, state offices will be closed, and trailways will run on a regular schedule. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a happy new year.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 31st. Early this morning, we see 35 degrees in East Bern and 42 in Stissing. It's foggy out there and it doesn't look like it's going anywhere till this afternoon, when winds pick up a little bit and we get a high temperature of 48 degrees at 3 p.m. After dark, revelers will need to plan a little extra travel time due to more fog and rainy conditions with possible icing in the higher elevations. On New Year's Day, the rain keeps on going and the fog should blow away. We get a high of 51 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, the rain continues and gets stronger as temperatures fall just a little bit to 47 degrees. Sunday starts warm at 50 degrees and ends around 40 degrees with rain all day. The temperature continues to drop into Monday, hitting 20 degrees overnight. Monday is looking dry with a high of 29. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 6:40 a.m., high tide at 12:33 p.m., then low tide again at 7:30 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 36 degrees, a small gain over previous readings. Sunset today will be at 4:19 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see the James Webb Telescope is still unfolding. Backyard astronomers across the globe have been capturing the event directly with backyard scope setups. Solar wind speed is currently 427 kilometers per second at 6.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 30 megahertz overnight. Hop on those CBs while you can. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 77, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi. We're back.
Hello, everybody. We are back. And, you know, I'm just going to ask everybody, since we're back, any plans for the new year at all? Nah?
Probably just spending with my mom. Probably just spending with my
putting
mom.
Putting on a radio show.
Oh, my God. I'm on a radio show? Oh, God. I'm panicking.
It's crazy.
no. Jokes aside, I'm
New
honestly
Year's
just going to
special clubhouse radio.
I'm
Get
going
it.
To bed at 8 o'clock. Let's go.
That's crazy.
Honestly, people overhype staying up late. Going to bed early, you get sleep, and sleep is like awesome because then I don't exist anymore.
Who cares about sleep though?
But it makes you not exist,
especially on New Year's.
Okay, it is New Year's Eve. I do respect that.
Any other time, sure. Yeah,
you guys can stay up. I'm just gonna pass out. Take my the melatonin be hitting different on New Year's Eve. That's all I'm gonna say.
It do.
But besides that, I have some very interesting stories because I just spent some time away. Yeah, I'll admit it. I went to a hospital for some, like, personal reasons, mental health reasons, trying to get medicine, right? And I have a bunch of funny stories. I'm not going to disclose where I went because I'm not sure about privacy reasons. And I will also use anonymous names. But it was hilarious, right? And some of the medicine, it makes it so if you stand up too fast, you get lightheaded. And I passed out when I was on it. But that's not the funny part.
Wow.
right. There's a rule, and it's put in there for obvious, like, for some reasons, right? And it's no physical contact. They would just say PC, so you can't touch any of the other patients, right? But I stood up really fast, and I passed out.
Oh?
And then my friend, we'll just call him D, right?
Mm-hmm.
My friend D caught me, and then I'm like convulsing or something, right? I don't know. I was just out. A guy walks in, looks at me like convulsing, looks at him, and he had the audacity to say, "No PC," and then you just dipped. He just did not care.
No
he was
PC.
Like, honestly, yeah, you're fine. This
just no fine. PC. You're fine. You're okay.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Patient, no contact.
Truth. There's a lot more funny stories, but I'm gonna distribute. Why is that word so hard to say?
Distribute.
Yeah, that one. I'm gonna distribute them around the show. But I had a lot of good times there, you know, learned a lot, but yeah. Besides that, let me just ask, how is your guys' break so far,
Christmas? I'm sad.
Oh, why is that?
Wait, why?
Because, school. On top of that. Yeah, school.
Focus on the good, focus on the positives, my friend. It is not here yet, and that's all that matters.
Let's see. How was your guys' Christmas if y'all, like, celebrated?
Oh, yeah. I was in the place then. They gave me a blanket, and they gave us candy, right? And mm-hmm. I just gambled all my candy. Me and my friends gambled it. We played, like, blackjack and Uno. It was great.
Oh, snap. What about you, Nate?
It was nice.
Hey, they can barely hear you.
I think it was good. It was good.
It was good. I'm glad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I also, this kid put up his shirt to ante the bet of candy, so I won a shirt that wasn't mine. Now I have this kid's shirt.
What size is it?
It actually fits me perfectly. It's the guy that actually caught me when I passed out. It's his shirt. Oh. Or I guess my shirt now.
Okay.
That's like, you know, it's just a perfect form of returning my gratitude.
You won a shirt.
Save me from passing out.
And I took your shirt. That's crazy.
It's just be
that's
like that. It's
crazy.
It's just how I am, okay?
You just won a shirt.
You know, let me ask you. Let me ask everybody a very often asked question. And there's a joke to it. My answer isn't serious. My answer is a joke, but your guys' answers are serious, right? Get super serious mode for you.
Okay.
What's your favorite animal?
Pandas.
Good pick. Pandas are awesome. Bro, that reminds me of Kung Fu Panda. I like Kung Fu Panda. Anyways, tangent aside, what about you, our co-host?
I like dogs.
Dogs. I respect that. My favorite animal are ants. Our engineer already knows where this joke is going.
Speaking of that.
Nah. Let me finish the joke. Let me finish the joke.
Guys, we have...
No, let me just finish
like,
it.
Instead of an ant, we got a bear. And you want to know who also has a bear, but doesn't have a bear? Kanye West.
No, I'm finishing the joke when we get
Kanye
back.
West.
Say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, so I roll through good. Y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood. Ferrari, and she got the goods, and she got that. I got to look sorry. Yo, it's got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me them salty looks. Lowry's 50 told me, don't hit, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. Good life. I go for mine, I got to shine. Girls who ain't on TV cause they got more
than the models.
The good life, so keep it coming with the bottles. So she feel booze like she bombed at Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Philly, it feel like DC, it feel like VA or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing I wish
it.
Welcome to the good life.
He probably think he could, but, oh.
should.
Welcome to the good life.
50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate. And watch the money pile up. The good life.
I come for mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine.
Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I come for mine. I got to shine.
Now throw your hands up in the sky. I'ma get on the TV, mama. I'ma
hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Have you ever popped champagne on a plane while getting some... She said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get biz. Having money's not everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
Hello. Hi, we're come back.
We're back. I'm mad at you. I didn't get to finish my joke.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I remember the joke. All right. Your favorite animal is a panda,
yeah.
And yours was a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got that right. Amazing. My favorite animals are ants. Now, I'm going to have to ask you guys, what's your least favorite animal? Huh. It's silence. Kangaroo? What? Why are you so harsh on kangaroos, if I may ask?
I don't know. It's just like
they look weird. I don't like them.
No.
I don't like kangaroos. It's okay.
It's like,
just
sure.
Be careful, saying.
I just saw like some stuff like on TikTok and like it was just like kangaroos like kind of like boxing or something like that. I don't know if you're sure or not.
No, kangaroos can box,
yeah,
which is
okay.
Interesting.
Yeah,
you mad
like
that
them.
He can challenge your position as a boxer? If anybody's on
mine's
aware.
A whale. Just whale.
Whale, okay.
Yeah.
As you
my,
know,
my
favorite.
My question is to you is.
What's mine?
Why don't you.
I hate anteaters.
Why don't you like anteaters?
I love ants. That is the whole joke. That was the whole joke. Whether it's
good
or bad,
you're the
judge, but it's amazing.
I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna ruin your joke.
I was gonna
say it before you said it.
I did it.
I was gonna be like, why do you not like anteaters? Huh?
I win. I know that's why I exposed myself. But let me. If anybody's unaware, our co-host here is actually a boxer. Are you mad a kangaroo could beat you up? Is that it? You frightened by
that? Kind of crazy. How you gonna put him on blast like that?
Yeah,
wild.
Could a kangaroo beat you up?
I put him on blast. It's crazy.
No?
You're confident that you could beat up a kangaroo?
Think you could beat a kangaroo?
Wait, how tall are you?
6'1", 6'2".
6'1", 6'2". Okay, let me look up the average height of a kangaroo. I am now curious.
The height of a kangaroo is crazy.
Average height.
Yes, we're doing this live, people.
For a kangaroo. Yeah, no, you could kick a kangaroo's, like...
Butt?
Yeah, butt. That's
How tall is a kangaroo?
No more curse words, guys.
How tall is a kangaroo?
Four feet and 9 inches.
I'm not sure about that. You gotta remember.
No.
The leg strength on a kangaroo.
Okay.
You gotta remember that.
Kangaroos
be having bounce.
The tallest.
So they gonna put that in the hand.
The tallest can be 5'9". That's still. You could just tackle it. It'd be dead. But that's not boxing. My bad. Okay.
I don't know who else probably couldn't
beat up. I could beat up the majority of animals if I had a gun with bullets.
I mean, yeah. I want to know who else couldn't be a kangaroo, who probably couldn't be a kangaroo.
My mom.
No.
Yeah, my mom probably couldn't beat up a kangaroo.
I mean.
Who couldn't beat a kangaroo?
Who couldn't be a kangaroo?
Who couldn't beat a kangaroo?
You really want to know who couldn't be a kangaroo?
I really want to know who couldn't
really
be a kangaroo.
You really want to know who couldn't be a kangaroo?
Say it.
Nate, you want to know who couldn't be a kangaroo? The shadows in my room.
Wow.
I'm a rock star in this prime. If I take too many perks, then I won't die. Don't make no sense, dude. If I take too many perks, then I won't die. If I drink too much of this syrup, then I won't fly. I'm a rock star in this prime. A rock star in this prime. Rockstar is prime.
take too many perks, then I won't die. If I drink too much of this syrup, then I'm gon' fly. I can't deal with this hurt on my own eye. Can I deal with this hurt in my downtime? If I take too many perks, then I won't die. If I drink too much of this syrup, then I'm gon' fly. I can't deal with this hurt on my own eye. Can I deal with this hurt? Everything's just fine. Mine is the fact I'm losing my mind. Timeless, in fact, I know it's my time. Prime time, limelight. Tears on the sailor right, feel like punching the wall, but I don't wanna break the watch. It was just a year ago, I was telling people watch. Thanking God, it was a part of the plot. It feel like part of me alive and part of me not. I'm tracing my steps, trying to see where the insanity started. I'm too high to talk right now, I'm sorry, beg my pardon. It's not a trend, it's how I'ma deal with my demons regardless. He's sitting right over there, telling me I should be scared. Got in my ear, tell me it's nothing to fear. Oh, I forgot to mention that the devil trying to be my friend. Do you hear how confusing this is? I was at the lowest of points, feeling like calling it quits. Ain't nobody understand. You should be happy, you rich. That's what everybody says. Anxiety's ugly, too ugly to comprehend. So I get high and for the upper hand. I hope that he hear my prayer. Devil really want my soul, he gon' keep it in his lair. Me, I'm just gon' keep a pole, paranoia in the air. Too many perks, then I won't die. If I drink too much of this syrup, then I'm gon' fly. I can't deal with this hurt on my own eye. Can I deal with this hurt in my downtime? If I take too many perks, then I won't die. If I drink too much of this syrup, then I'm gon' fly. I can't deal with this hurt on my own eye. Can I deal with this hurt?
Great person, man. Just, oh my God, you're just such a great person. You're just such a great person.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Like,
or pieces.
Like, come on, bro.
No. I'm glad our audience didn't hear that.
No.
I think they did.
I hope not.
Well, if they did, then I have no comment.
Juice WRLD stands. Juice WRLD forever. 999.
Okay.
What?
Sean,
no, that was Juice WRLD thing. It's a movie, like, come on.
Yeah. No, I'm not laughing at that.
Oh,
I thought you said night.
But yeah, what would y'all rate that song? Not gonna lie, y'all could obviously see I was bopping. You probably zoned out.
To be completely honest with you, you zoned out. I just sat staring at the table, and I was like, ooh, just my mind was somewhere else. Here, I'll rate that out of 10. That's my answer.
No,
that out of 10. What about you?
What about you, Nate?
Yeah, what about you, Nate?
Hmm?
Not as great as, so like 7.5.
I can't.
No.
I can't even count to 7.
Burn was way better.
No, it was not. No, it was not.
Like, I was just going to ignore me saying I can't even count to 7. I appreciate that.
No, it was not. It was not. It really wasn't. That's just me.
Wait, who are you?
I'm DJ Shamani.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Winter.
Hi, Winter.
Can you do a backflip?
My name is Summer.
Cool.
Are you going to go by Summer now? That'd actually be cool.
DJ Shamani, Summer and Winter. Summer and Winter. June.
We need to June isn't a season, it's a month.
I know.
We need to collect autumn and what's the other one? Spring.
Yeah, I was about to say, you better be
June, summer, spring, winter.
We're just going to go and like kidnap somebody from the clubhouse.
You're now
like,
winter.
I'll hold down autumn.
You're now autumn.
That's a good pick. All right, guys. We got all the seasons. It's like collecting one piece of Exodia, but instead it's just us being stupid.
You want to know another song?
I'm laughing at that. at myself. Here, let me just remind everybody, we are listening to 90.7 FM, WGXE, and we're broadcasting to Acre Catskill Hudson. I always want to say Catskill for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to mess that up, too.
Bro, imagine being in Catskill. Wait a minute. I'm in Catskill. Honestly, I'm starting to think my brain has 3 brain cells. One of them's on life support. The other 2, I pay minimum wage.
Oh. Better start paying them overtime. It's crazy the way they work. But you want to know another song?
Before we play another song, I do have a topic I want to discuss.
All right.
Yeah.
How would you... Okay, so I've been doing a lot of thinking bringing me to a new decision, and it's that imagine if a jester was elected by, like, the people for the United States government, like, right. A jester as a job, right. And their job was to just, like, follow the president around and make jokes and relieve any tension with, like, okay. jokes. Like, that'd be hilarious, like, out of nowhere.
Do you want to be a jester?
Yeah, being a jester would be cool. This is a bit of a projection. But imagine just, like, the president's giving a speech and then the jester just pops up. We are sad to announce that the United States have been bombed, but it's okay because it was Florida and we've been trying to get rid of them for a while.
Oh my God.
For legal reasons. Oh my That's God. A joke. For legal reasons. That's
oh
a
my
joke.
Goodness.
No. Let's just move on.
Anyways, what was one of y'all favorite songs of this year?
This year? Oh, let me open up my Spotify rap.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, like Juice? I probably had to say Brian.
Song in general.
My top listen to song was Words, Words, Words by Bo Burnham. But my favorite song, that's tough. I have like 10.
Top three.
Yeah, we'll do top three. I really liked
top three songs.
The Court Jester by THQUIB.
What is with you and jesters today?
Oh yeah, that's just
like
a song.
The third time you mentioned a jester.
I can't even count to three. I've been listening to a lot. AJR, 21 Pilots. It's tough. This is a tough question. Samsa.
I've heard 21 Pilots and
their newer stuff isn't that great, or in my opinion. I just keep the older stuff just on repeat.
I heard like 21 Pilots in like a year. Two.
I can't even count to two.
It's mostly like Juice WRLD, but I like You're a Jerk.
By
New Boys.
Why?
By New Boys.
That's so old. I said like top it. Songs, top three songs that have came out this year.
They came out this year.
This year. Oh, neither one of y'all heard that. Okay.
Oh, I thought you just meant your favorite song this year. Like, that
nah,
you
I mean, like,
year.
Like one of the like top three songs that came out this year.
Oh, that came out this year. That changes.
That's what I meant to say. If y'all didn't hear me. Sorry.
Ooh, I listen to indie stuff, so I'm just going to get skipped here because I listen to a lot of unpopular stuff.
Oh.
Guys, did Gary Come Home by SpongeBob come out this year?
I don't know. What?
Did Gary Come Home by SpongeBob come out?
Is that a song?
Yeah, by SpongeBob.
You mean for real?
Yeah, Gary Come Home by SpongeBob.
That just confused me more than anything.
You should play Gary Come Home by SpongeBob.
Meow, Gary Come Home.
Yeah.
What about you, Nate?
My
fault, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were one of your favorite songs? One of your top three of this year?
It's mostly like Juice WRLD stuff, probably, if you're truthful.
You don't listen to nobody else besides Juice WRLD, bro?
No, I listen to Drake. I used to a little bit. Not really, like Kanye a little bit. And Drake, Kanye, Juice, and some other rappers I can't think of.
My favorite line from Gary Come Home was, "Somewhere I hope you're reading my latest three-word poem, Gary Come Home."
That was so random.
I was still focused on Gary Come Home, that's why.
That was so random. Okay.
Somewhere. I think he's trying to play a song, but I think he's messing up, guys. I'll just keep on singing Gary Come Home for technical difficulties.
Just throw me over here like, Gary Come Home, Gary Come Home.
You can't focus.
That's like the only thing I'm thinking
about. What song are you going to play?
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, Already Dead's a good song. We played
Already Dead? Who's that?
By Juice WRLD.
I played that last week.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, you played that when you were doing Rap Radar with DJ Popcorn.
Did you play Burn by him?
Yes. Yeah, it was minimal. It was minimal.
It was what?
It was mediocre.
Burn?
Yeah. Heck no.
Heck yeah.
Like,
heck neutral.
Burn's not even like
heck
that.
Heck indifferent, if you will.
Burn's not even like that. Like, I don't know. That's just me. I don't care for Burn too much. I don't think.
Can any of you guys do a backflip?
Can you do a backflip?
No.
I'll try if somebody pays me a lot of money.
All right, guys. Let's record our co-host Nate trying to do a backflip.
Backflip. Do a backflip. Do a flip.
Do a flip.
Hey, can you do a flip?
Only in my dreams.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let me just share a personal antidote. I can't say that word. It's too big. I can't comprehend word more than two syllables.
That's crazy.
In my dreams, I learned how to fly in my dreams. It took me a bit. But before I could fly, like now I fly like Superman in my dreams. Like I stick my fist out and then I just fly, right? Lucid dreams and stuff.
I mean.
But when I was still learning, I would curl up in like cannonball position and just steer upwards by leaning up and then steer downwards by leaning really down. Fun. Just good in gosh. A cannonball. It was hilarious. You had to be there. You had to be in my dream to get it.
You
had to be dreaming
if
with
if
me.
If you weren't in a dream, bro. Like,
only the real homies get to go in my dream world. Yeah, yeah.
Like, but yeah. A song that came out this year.
No.
I don't think.
With some Billie Eilish.
No.
And we love her.
I don't think Nate is.
I'm such a big fan.
No.
I'm obsessed. Yes.
Wait. What did
you sound like funny.
Wait, what did XXX Tentacion said?
I don't know.
Into the microphone.
Something's in the...
Yeah.
Something's in the air right now. Like I'm losing track of time. Like I don't really care right now. But maybe that's fine. You weren't even there that day. I was waiting on you. I wonder if you were aware that day. Was the last straw for me, and I know I sent you flowers. Did you even care? You ran the shower and left them by the stairs. Thought you had it together, but damn, I was wrong. You were nothing but a lost cause. And this ain't nothing like it once was. I know you think you're such an outlaw, but you got no job. You ain't nothing but a lost cause. And this ain't nothing like it once was. I know you think you're such an outlaw, but you got no doubt. I used to think you were shy, but maybe you just had nothing on your mind. Maybe you were thinking about yourself all the time. I used to wish you were mine, but that was way before I realized someone like you would always be so easy to find. So easy.
Coming, I ain't worried, my n***a, they with me. Gotta put the narcotics down, I can feel them on my kidney. And punching my liver, if I let it kill me, my mama will never forgive me. And numb my feelings, if I let it kill them, my baby will never forgive me. It's remind me of hell, sometimes I wonder if that's what God really sent me. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water to wash down these perks. I've been cursed since birth. Guess I never learned. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water to wash down these perks. I've been cursed since birth. Guess I never learned. The truth first, let it bleed. Some water to wash down these perks. I've been cursed since birth. Guess I never learned. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water to wash down these perks. I've been cursed since birth. Guess I never learned.
Hello. Hi, we're back. So, Nate wanted to listen to Burn by Juice WRLD because, you know, he thought it was such a great song.
I agree. I thought it was pretty good. It
Burn
was
is
pretty
average.
Solid.
It's not his best song, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah, that is true, but that's like one of his best songs on the new his new album.
Maybe. No. Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just sitting here, guys. Skibbity bop and bada.
Bow. So, Winter.
Hi, I'm Winter.
Would you like to say what they're listening to once more?
Me?
Yeah.
What I'm listening to?
What our people are listening to?
What? I don't
97.
Know. Oh, yeah, that thing. Yeah, I got that. Let me just pull up my notes, everybody, because I'm such a prepared host.
97.
I'm like that. I'm like the host person.
Wait. Could I say it?
Yeah, you could say it. You could say it. Our sound engineer.
Could I read it?
Yeah, you want to read it? I got it.
So, I'm going to say it. DJ Tumani. For all my people that used to listen to the show, this is a good one for you. So, we're back. 97 FM WGXC broadcasting 8th grade Casco on Hudson.
Good job.
I
understand you're
while.
Dyslexic, and that was awesome.
I told
no,
him.
No, I meant that for real.
Before the show began, I was like, I was gifted like this, like I don't know what this is, like brick.
Okay, yeah, he got like
ever, and I couldn't read it, and I didn't know that the rapper is metallic, and the only word I can read is bar.
I really wanted to throw it.
All I know is that the word is platinum.
It feels so throwable.
Platinum bar.
I think it's a like a brownie.
Like, but it doesn't feel like a brownie.
I will gladly take it.
But like, there's like, if yeah, you feel like feel right, look, if you feel like, no, don't squeeze it. But like, if you feel like right here.
It feels like a brick.
Look, feel right here. Feel
yeah.
right here.
Yeah.
Put your finger, like.
It feels like a brick.
Like, there, it feels like there's two things.
It feels like a brick.
I don't know what this is. Like,
hey,
it's,
hey,
it's
can
it's
I ask
hard.
You a question?
No, you can't throw it.
How did you know what I was going to ask?
Because I know you. You were going to ask if you could throw it because you wanted to earlier.
Okay,
no.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was going to ask if I can throw it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, can Nate throw it?
No.
Okay, guys. I have a different approach. Can I pretty please throw it?
It's a bar of soap. I feel like I just got disrespected. Or open it up.
We thought it was food. It was food, but it was a bar of soap. Oh, funny story here. He's gonna
bar of soap.
He's gonna investigate that bar of soap.
No funny. Am I bugging? It's a bar of soap, right?
That's a bar of soap.
Don't drop it.
I dare you to taste it.
I feel like I just got disrespected.
I thought it was food.
This was a present from. I'm not gonna say who. But it was a present from someone.
We're not allowed to name names. I like to say the first letter of their name.
It's just with
just so I know.
M. You probably don't know them.
I like how it took
Nate
you
probably
a second.
Knows them.
Here, let me
M. Bring... Just M. Ma.
Michelangelo.
No.
That one Ninja Turtle.
No.
No, it's Ninja Turtle.
I feel like disrespect. I thought this was like
candy.
Yes.
I thought it was food too.
I thought it was food.
It looks like a food bar.
This is misleading.
Okay, my funny story time.
This is misleading. this is misleading. Like, what the gift, I got a bag of peanuts on the side of it.
Yeah.
So I thought it was more food.
Maybe you're misleading to the soap. Have you ever thought about that?
Do you want this soap?
I'll take the soap.
Do you want to lick the soap?
I'll lick the soap.
Don't lick the soap.
Okay, I can't lick the soap.
Wait, please do not drop it.
No, this isn't that place. You took it from me.
I'm going to throw the soap.
No!
I'm not sure if you heard that.
That was so destructive. Why?
Okay, guys, I'm going to tell you a funny story. We're going to ignore how I threw the soap.
That was so...
One time when I did get COVID before, and when I got COVID, it was just like the flu for me. It was bad, you know. We're going to talk about something funnier because I couldn't taste anything. So I decided to bite into a bar of soap.
Went to eat a bar of soap.
I didn't swallow it because I didn't want to do
just
it.
Just bit into a bar of soap.
But honestly, since I couldn't taste anything, the consistency was pretty good. Would do again if
That's
I had COVID.
So nasty.
It cleaned my mouth. It's
no,
like brushing my teeth.
It's not good for you. Why?
Okay. Also, when I had COVID, when I was getting my taste back, I could taste the inside of an orange, but not the peel. So I just ate it like an apple, and it was like really cursed. I like it though. What's your opinion on that?
No.
Do you want to hear a good pickup line?
No.
Are you ice cream?
No.
Are you ice cream?
No. Meow.
Let me finish.
No.
Are you ice cream? Because ice cream good.
No. Oh.
That's it. That's the whole pickup line. My friend C told me that at the place I was at. I can't say names, but.
I'm not going to lie. Thought I was going to be dirty minded.
No, I was just, are you ice cream? Because ice cream good.
That's a pickup line?
Yeah, you got a dirty mind, yeah.
Leave me alone. You want to know who else has dirty mind, but not dirty teeth?
I have pretty dirty teeth.
No.
Who? Yeah, I do.
What? So you want to know who has a dirty mind?
He's going to play a song.
Want to know who has a dirty mind, but not dirty teeth? And Ellie.
Hey, never send a threat on the internet just to prove a point that this and don't get into that. We leaving that to the informants. Don't inform me about who informing. That's your final warning. 7-6 to sting like a bumblebee. He start transforming. See your homies on the drip, but they ain't never make it back. Shoot up this game. We left it flat. He died on the impact. My shooter, he a gym rat, but never mentioned till we crack. We put you where the news at. I bet his family view. You think we slide by myself before I call it. My fingernails dirty cause I'm still a grave digger. And we ain't capping no wax if we never pull the trigger. And goon steady putting Jimmy Glow up in his whistle. Never been the one to say today I'm the one clutching on the Drake. Make sure he don't get away or op the only thing I chase. In the full race the back of his neck hit the ground to the K. Walk up to him, see Gray stood over, put one in his face. Murking what my soul say, I'm sliding with your soul away. My heater for a cold day, leave in disarray. Better stay up in the house like from that's all raving, catch that nigga walking out. We in the bushes, we been waiting. Never send a threat on the internet just to prove a point that this and don't get into that. We leaving that to the informants. Don't inform me about who informing. That's your final warning. 7-6 to sting like a bumblebee. He start transforming. See your homies on the drip, but they ain't never make it back. Shoot up this cat. We left it flat. He died on the impact. My shooter, he a gym
never mentioned till we crack. We put you where the news at. I bet it's family feud. I ain't smiling on my mugshot cause I know my bun money good. I ain't miss a heartbeat. I'm out the next day. It's understood. To the Broward County police and suck my wood. First day trade. You start mugging wishing. Wood. Doing donuts in the SIT. I crash into a tree. Roll truck the next week. Money ain't to me. Riding with a full clip. But the gas tank on E. Sliding like a cruise ship. Wet you up like a jet ski. Living to 103. That's the OG graping me. Auntie wanna pray for me. Better pray for my enemies. Life ain't gave me limits. So I start clutching the limit. Squeeze. Had an AI F-15 and 2 Glock 223. Never send a threat on the internet. Just to prove a point that this and don't get into that. We leaving that to the informants. Don't inform me about who informing. That's your final warning. 762 sting like a bumblebee. He start transforming. See your homies on the drip, but they ain't never making back. Shoot up this gap. We left it flat. He died on the impact. My shooter here is gym rap, but never mentioned till we crack. We put you where the news at. I bet his family viewed that.
Yo. Hey, you.
Who?
The God.
Wait, I'm a God?
Yeah, you're a Super Saiyan God.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm a God. My first law? Do gods make laws? Yeah, they can make laws.
They're gods.
Yeah, I'm like a God.
Well, but you're a Super Saiyan. You're a Super Saiyan. No. You're a Super Saiyan. We're not going to get into
it. For context, I have pink hair now.
Yes.
Yeah. Before, I did not have pink hair.
What y'all think of that Italy chopping? I still feel some type of way. I really thought this was food, and I got a bar.
Okay,
soap.
I like how he asks us a question about the artist, and then he just moves on to the bar of soap.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Like, it was funny, so I like it. Listen, if you say anything that's funny, then I will laugh. Ha ha ha! See, I laughed.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So he's jokes.
Yeah, he has good jokes.
Okay. No.
I thought you bit into the bar of soap
no.
for a second. He's eating pizza, and I thought he bit into the bar of soap nonchalantly. That would have been hilarious.
Okay, so.
I'll do it.
Drink some water.
I'll do it if you give me a dollar. Sorry, I'm dying.
That's from the bar of soap. Sorry. I'm really hungry.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
What did y'all think of that
I'm
song?
I'm like a god. I don't have to be sorry.
Six.
Six and a half? What
it's
about you?
It's not my thing. I'd rate it like a 4.
Damn, that's crazy.
I like more cringy, weeb, 21 Pilots stuff, so.
Do you consider,
his older stuff is better.
My question is, do you consider Drake as a cringy person?
Drake, the type of fella to not play chess because he doesn't want to lose another queen.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
That's
messed up. That's my answer to that.
Nah, real talk, though.
That's kind of
you really wondering who's cringy?
Drake, the type.
Drake!
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear they nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on his head, my told me. I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me. Uno, dos, tres, in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil, and I grew about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gonna do about it. Big wheels keep rolling, rolling. I'm outside, 29, G5, seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if you throw another pretty party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know who loved me, but I know that it ain't everybody. I can never love her, she a busybody. Baby, if you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be known as anybody. Yeah, I got feelings for you, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on disability, but gave me this ability. And now she walking with her head high and her back straight. I don't think